This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Arvind Yubraj
and Christine Wong.
We're going to have a quick update from Bursa Malaysia whilst it's at break. Thank you, Arvind. Take it away.
Yeah, so it is up by 0.05% at 1,509 points. Active stocks include XOX Berhad, V-Solar Group Berhad and Medtronic Global Berhad. The ringgit is at 4.16 against the US dollar. It is at 2.94 against the Aussie dollar and 3.03 against the Sing dollar.
There you go. There's the update. Speaking of updates, Chris, can we have some Instagram updates, please?
Right. So our question today, obviously, is should companies provide work devices for their employees? Why or why not on Instagram? We're still at, yes, 95%.
Holy
and
holy.
No, 5%. We've got AZAS says, yes, but only for work use and respect employees' time outside working hours. Very important. Mm-hmm. Kelv Kien says, should not, because employers are already having a difficult time in maintaining business as well.
Good point. Of?
So the numbers on Twitter are at 84.3% for yes, 4.7% for no, and 10.9% for depends. There's a message from KM who says, it all depends on the role that the company hired you for.
Yep.
Zainal says, I chose depends because, for example, if everything is accessible via any virtual platform, then there is no necessity for companies to provide the tools, secured easy access anywhere, then what's needed is to set boundaries and trust.
Good points all around. The question, you know, a bigger question is raised, is these devices that those of you who are saying yes to, would you have said yes or no if this was a question that we'd asked before the pandemic, you know, because some companies have already done that, but now it's almost a question of, okay, well, it's panic and people are now working from home and we have less money. They're demanding things of us. What do we do? Mm-hmm. And you can see it from a CEO standpoint as it might be a difficult thing to kind of look at and still retain some kind of profit if you're having to provide all of these things, of course. Moving on to story number two. Now, for as long as there have been remote working, companies have found have sought a way to replicate that those serendipitous conversations that you have in the physical workspace, right? Lots of research documents the importance of the informal conversations that take place around the office photocopier, the coffee machine, or the water cooler. And these in-between spaces that can result in awkward conversations with somebody you really don't know very well, but they play an important role in building community between colleagues, which fosters commitment to a company. Mm-hmm. So these spaces also play an important role in the sharing of work-related information, sometimes referred to as water cooler learning. Mm-hmm. Spaces like the coffee area are knowingly created by companies because people share knowledge, stories of their experiences, and talk about their problems they're facing in these spaces. And in the health sector, researchers have identified how corridor conversations are an important way to deal with crises and complexity. These kind of impromptu encounters can often result in colleagues often unknowingly working out how to fix problems, deal with crises, de-stress, and avoid reinventing the wheel. And they're called liminal spaces, and they are kind of beyond formal definition. As soon as we try to design them too tightly, they tend to flee elsewhere, whether it's the stairwell, the bus stop, the dead space at the back of the building. And we like them because no one is in particular control of what goes on there or what we say to each other. Mm-hmm. There are thresholds, places of transition. And because we're passing through, there's a potential spontaneity in what we may think, say, and even do. But what about in the digital world? The online water coolers and corridors can be found in sidebar conversations, in the one-on-one chats, in the Zoom meetings. Mm-hmm. You'll find people creating informal WhatsApp groups for out-of-earshot commenting alongside the more formal channels of online conferences or a WhatsApp group for somebody's birthday, perhaps, something like that. Mm-hmm. Smaller businesses in the tech space who work primarily online set up virtual water coolers years ago. They take the form of virtual meeting rooms that are left open indefinitely. Anyone can go in at any time and meet up with anyone. And the best ones are truly private, encrypted, and out of the snooping range of over-interested managers. They are liminal because anyone can pass through or stick around. Anyone can say what they want, and no one really knows where it's leading. And because of that, we can sometimes think up and share our most crazy, creative, and innovative thoughts. The question is, though, can you design spontaneity? So there's an app called Donut, and it offers itself as something that, quote, regularly introduces team members who don't know each other very well to spread trust and collaboration across your organization. So it randomly pairs co-workers through Slack and encourages them to have coffee together over a video call.
Mm-hmm.
Just sit that there for a second.
Yeah.
I can see
Christine's
reaction already. So apps like this, for some people, definitely have a positive benefit, right? They serve as connectors in a complex working environment, offering fast and smart communication. They offer the chance to pair up colleagues and trigger all kinds of interesting conversations and exchanges. And they also invite us to meet people who we wouldn't normally bump into, people we might get to like and to share valuable thoughts with. But a more fundamental question being debated in the world of artificial intelligence is, can you turn serendipity into an algorithm, or at least convincingly fake it, and potentially undermining the efforts of these algorithms, is the fact that if we think our bosses are forcing these kind of meetings, or that we're being manipulated into bumping into one another,
mm-hmm.
will we just take our coffee breaks elsewhere?
Mm.
This is an interesting, a really interesting
thing.
Right? And I get the idea of water cooler moments.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our pantry and other spaces within BFM has been the nexus of creating some of the greatest ideas we've had here
mm-hmm.
at BFM.
Mm-hmm.
But the minute that you put people into that space and you have that discussion, like, please give us some good ideas. Let's have a chat about
mm-hmm.
this. Let's brainstorm on this. It becomes pressurized
mm-hmm.
and often doesn't give that creativity that you want. And especially if you're doing something like this where you are randomly picking two people from a corporation or a business, throwing them in a room together with video chat and encouraging them to have coffee, I don't think that I could see how it would work for some cultures, some businesses,
mm-hmm.
some places. I don't think that would work very well here.
Yeah. Sorry, just to say. Because for my sister's company, it's a very, very big company.
Mm-hmm.
And they use Slack a lot. But I think in that sense, their liminal spaces have occurred naturally. But it's more in terms of they'll create Slack chats that have like certain topics.
Yeah.
Like there's one Slack bit that's like pictures of dogs and one thing of just like vent your stress. But they've all occurred organically over time as the company has grown.
Mm.
And so I think that's more, you know, where you can mix virtual water cooler moments in that sense.
Mm.
I think if you force it on people and like, you know, you're like, hey, have a spontaneous conversation. Now that's just not how spontaneity works.
Right.
Yeah.
I think you could connect that like directly to team building exercises. Have you seen those where you like pair up with someone you don't know and ask each other 5 questions about that person's life? And I'm willing to bet 95% of people don't like those things.
Of course.
No one wants to ask random strangers mm-hmm. questions that they don't want to answer themselves.
Mm. Go around the circle and give us an interesting fact about yourself.
Yeah,
no.
The worst. So if you take like that scenario and put it with the water cooler stuff, I'm willing to bet it's the same thing. You just can't force people to talk to each other.
Right.
Even on Facebook, you have to add someone as a friend to get into a conversation. But I know what you mean. It's interesting because it is true that if you build a quote-unquote water cooler, people won't go to that water cooler.
Correct, because they know somebody has built it for that specific purpose.
Yeah.
It's like a trap.
It feels like a trap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the beautiful thing about water cooler moments is that you see the person who's there for the most part, and you can judge to a degree once you've kind of done that quick introduction how much you can or cannot share.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. And you can walk away whenever you want to walk away without feeling awkward.
With that coffee thing, that virtual coffee thing, it's like, but how long does this have to go on for?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, do we have to have like a set, like a 15-minute limit, minimum? Oh, gosh. It's
how quickly can I drink my coffee? You know, is it going to get awkward if it's like 5 minutes and I want to leave?
It feels like corporate speed dating.
Yes!
It does, yeah. That's exactly
That's what it is.
That's exactly
which
it.
I'm not for this at all. Donut, I'm sorry, but not sweet enough for me.
Also, it's interesting that you said that you can leave whenever you want. I think the point of a water cooler is that you should leave before
exactly.
it gets awkward. That's the whole point.
A water cooler moment is no more than 3 people around a water cooler.
Yes.
You know?
Yes,
the moment somebody else walks in, you're like, yeah, you know, that's too many.
That's a crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Right, we're going to wrap up. Donovan up next with Catch the Wind. The question we're asking, should companies provide work devices for their employees? Why or why not? Let us know. The polls are up. If you want to get in touch via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Taking a short break. We'll be back in just a few moments. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.